From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Music has the power to take us to faraway places. Most of those places, of course, are only in our heads. But for NPR's Tom Heisinger, the music of one singer, another in our series of 50 great voices, took him to the capital of Portugal.
It was one of those totally random events. A friend gives you a CD, you pop it in the player, and your life changes. That's what happened to me the first time I heard the voice of the late, great Amália Rodrigues. I had never heard of Amália Rodrigues, and I didn't know much about the music she sang either, but once I heard it, I knew I needed more. The music is called Fado. You can think of it as the Portuguese blues. I was so addicted to Amália Rodrigues and Fado back then that I packed our bags for Portugal to spend my 40th birthday in a Fado club in Lisbon. One of the singers I heard there was Ana Moura, now one of today's top Fado artists. For her, Rodrigues had it all, the technique, the artistry, and especially the heart.
She had all the characteristics to be the perfect singer. She had a beautiful color of the voice. She had a huge range. And for me, the most important, it was the soul.
Amália Rodrigues' soul came from the gritty streets and docks of her native Lisbon. More about her classic rags-to-riches story in a moment, but Bruno Dalmeida, who made a 5-hour documentary about Rodrigues, says the striking thing about her voice is the intense emotions.
It's like she could feel the sadness of the world. I mean, that's what Fado music is all about, is being able to go to places where one is afraid to go to.
And Amália Rodrigues wasn't afraid of going all the way. She didn't wear her heart on her sleeve. She put her entire soul out there. And she didn't mind wailing about it either. That song about the pride of the poor hits close to Rodrigues' heart. She was born into a poor family and was selling lemons on the street as a teenager when she was chosen to sing with the local marching band. But soon she moved on to Fado clubs, and by 1941, at age 21, she was the biggest Fado singer in Portugal. Then came the recordings, the movies, the international career, and finally Amália Rodrigues, the icon. Dalmeida says, along with her tremendous instinct for expression, part of Rodrigues' success internationally was that she absorbed music from outside Portugal.
She incorporated traditions, you know, other than the traditional Fado. There's some influence from Moroccan music. She also has a very strong Spanish influence, which she says she got from the Carlos Gardel movies when she was a kid.
One of those non-traditional songs, Dalmeida says, turned out to be one of Rodrigues' signature tunes. It's called The Black Boat. The roots of the song lie in Africa. The guitarists pluck and pound out the beat.
The note where she says "son loucas," which means they are crazy, she extends the "loucas." You know, the end of that word is incredible. It's an extension that is often studied, and no one knows how she gets those notes.
Portugal's best poets wrote for Rodrigues, which freed her up to push Fado in new directions. Another one of her highly expressive innovations was this sort of melismatic ornamentation, usually just on a single word or syllable, with a strong, almost Tarzan-like tremolo.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they even have a name for that, according to Ana Mora.
We call it Rodriguinhos, because, yes, she introduced that to fado. Because Rodriguinhos, it comes from her name, Amália Rodrigues.
Another thing Rodriguez introduced into fado was her own poems. There she sings, "What a strange way of life my heart has, living lost among people stubbornly bleeding." Ana Mora says that Rodriguez's own songs are among the most mournful, because that's the way she lived her life.
She felt so many things that sometimes she was like tired of feelings, and she mentioned death like the resting of everything.
Rodriguez did think about suicide once when she was faced with a throat operation that might have altered her voice, but Bruno Dalmeida says things didn't quite go as planned.
Always with Amália, things can turn funny at any moment. It's a sort of a mixture of drama with comedy, really.
Rodriguez came to New York armed with sleeping pills, but instead, the Fred Astaire movies she watched in her hotel room cheered her up, and after a successful operation, she returned to Lisbon's Coliseum to give what turned out to be one of her most legendary concerts. I never got to see Amália Rodriguez live. She died in 1999, and all of Portugal mourned. But somehow it doesn't matter. She left us with hundreds of recordings, but it only took one little CD to get me to Lisbon and to set me on a musical journey that still rolls on. Tom Huizinga, NPR News.
You can hear more of Amália Rodriguez and all the other singers we've profiled this year at nprmusic.org. And while you're there, you can try your hand at guessing the next voice in our 50 Great Voices series. Bailando baile com mar de conchas, o vestido tem algas na cabeleira e nas veias o latido do motor de uma traineira e nas veias o latido.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR. This is NPR News.